ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Newbie Series Season 2, Lesson 7.
日本語道場。
How much did you say that costs in Japanese?
Peter here.
Naomi です。
Akihiro です。Naomi sensei.
はい。
How are you feeling today?
ちょっと風邪です。
You have a bit of a cold.
はい。
Well, actually, I do too.
はい。気をつけてくださいね、Akihiro さん。
Yeah, Akihiro san, please watch out.
頑張ります。
I'll try not to get a cold.
はい。風邪をひかないように頑張ります。
頑張ってください。So try your best. And Naomi sensei,、
はい、
we should also 頑張ります。To make him sick.
はい。
勘弁してくださいよ。
Okay, 勘弁してください。
I think that's give me a break.
Yeah, yeah, that's quite a nice phrase and probably really useful for our Nihongo Dojo. Okay, Naomi-sensei, help us out here. What are we talking about today?
We are going to talk about kasa.
Umbrella.
Hi.
And this umbrella is a bit on the high end.
Yeah, very expensive. For me, yeah. At least for me.
I think for everybody in this room. Well, I can't speak. Akira-san, どうですか? How about for you?
いや、高すぎですよ、これは。
Yeah, it's a little too expensive, this、
yeah.
is.
Fabrizio-san is at an expensive shop.、you can tell from the way the shopping clerk speaks.
Yeah, so we're going to take a look at that when we break apart the conversation. We're also going to go over big numbers and tens of thousands. So we have a lot to go over.
はい。
Which means we should start as soon as possible. So, here we go.
いらっしゃいませ。
すみません。あの傘はいくらですか
?3 万3000円でございます。
この傘はいくらですか
?2 万8000円でございます。
じゃ、これをください。
ありがとうございます。税込み2万9400円でございます。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
いらっしゃいませ。
すみません。あの傘はいくらですか
?3 万3000円でございます。
この傘はいくらですか
?2 万8000円でございます。
じゃあ、これをください。
ありがとうございます。税込み2万9400円でございます。
次は英語が入ります。
いらっしゃいませ。
May I help you?
あの傘はいくらですか?
Excuse me, how much is that umbrella?
3万3000円でございます。
It's 33,000 yen.
この傘はいくらですか?
How much is this umbrella?
2万8000円でございます。
It's 28,000 yen.
じゃ、これをください。
I'll take this one then.
ありがとうございます。税込み2万9400円でございます。
Thank you very much. With tax, that'll be 29,400 yen.
So, Naomi-sensei, what did you think of today's conversation?
If you take a look at the PDF, you will see...The kanji for kasa. I like that kanji.
What do you like about it?
Because it looks like an umbrella. Don't you think? You don't agree.
Akihiro-san, どうですか? What do you think?
Yeah, I do agree. Yeah, it does look like an umbrella. And I see four people under one umbrella in that kanji.
Ah, now I see what you're talking about. If you're listening to this, definitely like Naomi-sensei said, go back, check out the PDF, and then...Fast forward to this part or rewind to this part because, yeah, it does have the kanji for person four times.
Right. Yeah, that's why I said four people.
Now I see it. Well, is that what you were talking about, Naomi-sensei? Or did you envision something different, like a fancy umbrella with with no people under it.
No people under it.
You know, like a designer umbrella with little things hanging off it. And
no, I saw four people under the umbrella.
So then, same with me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just have to take your word for it. And anybody else out there, leave us a comment. Does it look like an umbrella? We'll find out. What we're going to do now is we're going to give you the word one time. And how we're going to do this is we're going to give you the word, then we're going to give you the English, then we're going to give it to you slowly, and then we're going to give you the word again. Now, Naomi-sensei and Akihiro-san are going to do their best to emphasize the pitch accent in each word. So see if you can pick it up, okay? Naomi-sensei, お願いします.
店員
Shop assistant, employee, clerk.
店員 店員
So this is high to low?
Low to high. 店員 店員
So you start out low with
low,
the
店, yep.
And then rise on the 嗯, and stay high.
Exactly.
One more time.
店員 店員
Next we have?
いらっしゃいませ.
A phrase, welcome, or may I help you?
いらっしゃいませ. いらっしゃいませ.
Low to high. And at the end, we come back down. Okay, so Naomi-sensei, can you just focus on that one?
はい. いらっしゃいませ.
So it peaks on the ma.
はい, そうです. And then low at the se.
Akira-san, one more time.
いらっしゃいませ.
Ah, you could hear him peak at the ma and then come back down, tail off at the end. いらっしゃいませ.
そうです.
Ah, so everybody who wants a part-time job out there. This is the phrase to practice. Then we have, next, another phrase.
ありがとうございます.
Polite way to say thank you.
ありがとうございます. ありがとうございます.
Now, arigato is thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Here, the gozaimasu is increasing the politeness level.
そうです.
And since they're in such a nice store, that's kind of atarimai, which means a presupposition. So taken for granted that this is the way you'd be treated in such a high-class store. Then we have?
Kasa.
Umbrella.
Kasa. Kasa.
Here, high to low.
Hai, so desu.
And yeah, if you really, especially when you hear it slowly, if you really try and really, really pay attention to how it's being said, I think you could start to really pick up on this pitch accent.
So desu ne. Kasa. Kasa.
Kasa.
So desu.
Next we have?
Zeikomi.
Tax included.
Zeikomi. Zeikomi.
Low to high.
Hai.
Low and stays high.
So desu.
This is followed by?
O kudasai.
Please. Please give me. And whatever comes before the object marker, o.
O kudasai. O kudasai.
Hmm. You know, I have a bit more difficulty picking up the pitch accent from a male speaker. So Akihiro-san kind of blew that by me.
So desu ne. I'm not sure, but I think Japanese guys tend to speak flat.
Yeah, they have a much shorter, maybe just, yeah, I think they speak flat. No range.
So desu ne.
So it's a bit harder to pick up the pitch accent because they have none. No, not that extreme, but it's a much shorter range. So you have to kind of tune your ear even more to really pick it up. Can you give us kudasai, Naomi-sensei?
Kudasai. Kudasai.
So starts out low, rises in the middle, and back down at the end.
So desu.
Yeah. When you say it, I think you have a special way of saying it. Well, it's much more easy to pick up than Akihiro-san. すいません.
Kudasai. Kudasai. I have to practice.
Okay. Next we have?
En.
Japanese yen.
En. En.
Okay, so let's take a look at this conversation, and we're going to stop at the grammar points and go into them in a bit of detail. Okay, so the conversation starts out with the clerk.
いらっしゃいませ.
Welcome. Followed by?
すみません. あの傘はいくらですか?
Excuse me. How much is that umbrella? So first we have the phrase, excuse me. This is followed by, let's look at the first component. Here we have?
あの.
This is a demonstrative adjective. This is modifying the noun that follows it. Now, what follows it?
傘.
That umbrella. When a demonstrative adjective precedes a noun, it's talking about the location of the umbrella. And in this case, 아노 means over there. That umbrella over there. When we're talking about a noun, this, that, or that over there, we use 나오미 센세?
これ.
This.
それ.
That.
あれ.
That over there. In the previous lesson, we went over this, but just to review, if we wanted to ask about the price of that over there, how'd we do it?
あれはいくらですか?
How much is that over there? But here we have a noun. We have umbrella. We're stating the umbrella. And the location of the umbrella is over there. Well, logic would say that this store is an umbrella shop. So there's lots of different umbrellas. So in order to specify which umbrella the speaker is talking about, the speaker refers to the one over there. And because we're referring to that one over there, the location is modifying the noun, so we use the adjective, あの.
あの傘はいくらですか?
So we have that umbrella. This is marked by
wa,
the topic marking particle, followed by
いくら.
How much? And lastly,
ですか.
Is, followed by the question marking particle. So literally, that umbrella, how much is? How much is that umbrella? Now, Naomi-sensei. If we're talking about this umbrella, how could we ask how much is this umbrella?
この傘はいくらですか?
The same exact sentence. The only thing that changes is
こ.
Wow, yeah, I didn't even think of that. The only thing that changed in the sentence is just
one
syllable. Yeah, one sound. The a becomes こ.
はい.
The demonstrative adjective for over there is あの, and the demonstrative adjective for something close by is この.
はい.
Very interesting. Actually, yeah, the whole word would change though. あの becomes この. But yeah, for the change, only one thing changes. Now, how about Akihiro-san, if we want to know the price of the umbrella, not too far away, but out of reach.
その傘はいくらですか?
Let's try something else. Let's try a different object. How do we say book in Japanese?
本.
So if you go to a bookstore and you want to know the price of a book that you're holding.
この本はいくらですか?
This book, how much is? So we have the demonstrative adjective この, followed by
本.
So this book. And of course, this works with any noun. This person.
この人.
And so on and so on. So you can have any combination of a demonstrative adjective, which is the position of the noun you're talking about, and followed by a noun. So in the PDF, there's a much more detailed explanation of what's going on here. Okay, let's jump back to this conversation. Next we have
33,000円でございます.
It's 33,000 yen. Let's take a look at literally what's going on here. First we have
33,000.
33,000. This is followed by?
En.
Japanese yen. So 33,000 yen. Followed by?
De gozaimasu.
Which is an extremely polite version of the copula, which is kind of the equivalent of the English verb to be. So is. That's all we're saying here, is.
So desu ne. The shopping clerk could have said 33,000円 desu.
But as it's such a high-end store,
33,000円でございます.
So if you're in Japan, you hear this, でございます. Translate it as des, and it'll make perfect sense to you. Now, again, this is, we're talking about politeness level here, and when this is used, the politeness level is increased. That's the effect of this, でございます. Okay, now, what should we do about these numbers, Naomi-sensei? We're kind of running out of time here.
Yeah, we are going to cover the numbers in a different lesson.
What about an appendix?
Yeah, appendix.
Okay, so stop by JapanesePod101.com and pick up the bonus appendix where we're going to go over the numbers and how to count. In addition, we also want to try something else. In the past, we tried and we had pretty good feedback with giving you a bonus track in which you can practice your Japanese. So we give you the word, then we leave some time for you to say it out loud. Then we give it to you slowly, some time for you to say it, and then we give it to you one more time and time for you to say it, also with phrases in there. So we're going to try this too. So today there's going to be two bonus tracks. Anyone who's subscribed to the premium feed in iTunes can download everything there. So just go to iTunes and get all three audio clips from today's lesson. Okay, so I think there's only one more point we really need to cover in here, and that's the last line.
税込み 29,400円でございます.
And 税込み is?
Tax included.
Yes. So the price was 28,000 yen. But after tax, which, are you sure it's right for this calculation?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Positive? So, a lot of tax.
5% です.
5% tax in Japan.
Hi.
Sales tax. So, it starts out with tax included, 29,400 yen. Okay, so that is going to do for today. Again, stop by, check out the PDF. Inside the PDF, lots of things to really reinforce and, you know, expand on what you learned in the lesson. Also, be sure to get the bonus tracks and give us some feedback about that. All right, so that is going to do for today.
じゃあまた。
じゃあまた。
いらっしゃいませ。
すみません。あの傘はいくらですか
?33,000円でございます。
この傘はいくらですか
?28,000円でございます。
じゃあこれをください。
ありがとうございます。税込み 29,400円でございます。